We now come to a more precise discussion of how or why abuse happens in Christian fundamentalist churches. So far, we have seen from the Bible that those who pose as true believers in God historically, back to the offspring of Adam and Eve, will persecute and even kill those who truly do believe in God. This is true with those we have discussed, Cain and Abel, and Joseph and his brothers, and it is true for those we have not had time to cover, Jabez and his mother and brethren, Isaiah and Manasseh, and the Lord Jesus himself and the religious ruling class. So why has this sin settled so prominently in Christian fundamentalism? And why does Christian fundamentalism remain so indifferent to it? Well, for a start, we need to take a serious look at some very hard facts about the type of people who use and abuse others. Obviously, callous, uncaring, sex-addicted people exist in all walks of life. They're not restricted to Christian fundamentalism. But if you take a closer look at Christian fundamentalism, you will see that Christian fundamentalism offers a unique religious resting place for such people. So let me explain. If you talk about sociopaths or psychopaths, most people think of serial killers. They might even use the term criminally insane, and most people take for granted that sociopaths and psychopaths frequent the dark, secret places of our society, back alleys, bars, and brothels. That's where you find them. Many people assume that sociopaths don't like to come out in the open, not with all their sinister secrets. In fact, it's a common misconception that most sociopaths and psychopaths are in jail right now or eventually will be. But according to statistics presented by Martha Stout, PhD, one out of every 25 people in American society is a sociopath, a person who lacks empathy and conscience, a person who cannot love as the Bible describes love. Disregard everything the movies have taught you. Sociopaths can fit very well in every level of society. They even migrate towards groups, and most of them are not murderers. In fact, religious groups offer a special attraction to sociopaths, as I will explain shortly. The sociopath has one main interest, to accrue power and prestige, to get his due, to make his claim, and have his claim succeed. In short, the sociopath wants to win at life. And as soon as he figures out the system of rules in wherever he lands in society, he will bend those rules, mold them, and rewrite them to suit himself so that he can win on his terms. Most sociopaths play the game of life all the way to the end. They get better and better at fitting in, and they get more audacious in making bids for power, money, and prestige, especially prestige. The dark suit of crime does not appeal to most of them. But the shiny suit of respectability appeals to them a lot. Unhindered by conscience, many sociopaths will infiltrate the ministry with its many safety nets, codes of silence, and unspoken agreements far more readily than they will infiltrate the risky, disreputable criminal industries. Clinically, the type of person I describe as a sociopath has antisocial personality disorder. Now, calling these people antisocial is a mistake because these people are very social, but early psychologists assumed that lack of conscience and lack of empathy meant that these people would not like to be socially active or have a social network built around them, and that is not true. They love to be the center of a social network as long as they are in total control of that social network, and nothing makes you the center of a social network in total control of that network, like being the pastor of an independent fundamental Baptist church. Theorist Thomas Millen writes, "These persons are enterprising and confrontational. They stretch the limits of the laws that prevail, do their best to keep within socially tolerable boundaries, but always focus on their desires as the primary goal, seeking to make their own way, to find a place in which they alone can take charge. They assert themselves, push forward by sheer willpower, overcoming obstacles." In other words, sociopaths are people who demand total loyalty. Does that ring a bell with some of you? Well-known researcher and expert Robert D. Hare also indicates absence of empathy as typical of this disorder. In other words, these are people who do not feel any compulsion to mercy. They might do it to look good, but they don't feel it. They have no sense of it. They can tolerate victims crying before them, imploring them for help, very, very well without ever doing a thing to help the victims. So did an image of the pastor and deacon board of Trinity Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, just flash across your mind? So imagine that you've never had a truly religious or spiritual moment in your life. You've never felt humility. You've never felt remorse. You believe you deserve everything. And so you will bully, lie, and con people to get what you want. But others around you, including mom and dad or wife or kids or your friends or your peers at work, have this thing called conscience. And they keep telling you that you cannot do the things you want to do and think you need to do to get what you believe you deserve. And then you find a religion that offers you exactly what you want. You get to be the man in total charge of everybody else. All the rules of behavior for everybody else are strictly spelled out, and every one of those rules works out in your favor as long as you are in this one role of total power. And all that confusing stuff about conscience and feelings, which you don't understand and suspect might just be code words for weakness and sniveling cowardice, don't really matter in this religion, although the words pop up every now and then. In fact, everything in this religion is countable, which makes sense to you. How many times to be in church, how much money to donate, what clothes to wear and what clothes not to wear, hair length, the exact length of time spent reading the Bible, everything is completely spelled out. And best of all, it's all visible, countable, recordable, observable on the outside. And that makes sense to you. In fact, this is the only religion that can make sense to you. And this religion is Christian fundamentalism. We'll talk more about that shortly.